And I am doing section two of the oral history questionnaire of Dr. Sidney M. Saul. Dr. Saul, we visited with you a month or so ago, and you gave us a lot of information. Since then, we've thought of some questions that we would like to ask you, and I'm sure that in thinking about it, you've thought of some things that you want to enlarge upon or additional information. Well, you told us you were born in the Manchester section of the North Side. You told us you were one of seven children. What about your education? Where did you go to grammar school?
I went to the Sixth Ward School called Manchester.
Was that a like a one-room schoolhouse?
Oh, no.
Or was it
no, regular
in
school.
A different grade?
My older sister, Ida, was the teacher there.
Can I ask you something? If your older sister, Ida, was a teacher, what kind of education did she have to be a teacher in those days?
She went to teacher's training.
What was that, like a teacher's college?
Teacher's college, yes.
Was there one on the north side in Pittsburgh?
No, this was in Oakland, I believe.
Was that unusual for a girl to
go
to college?
Yes, yes.
It was?
Yes, it wasn't college, it was a special teacher's training.
What did you have to do, have high school?
Yes, she went to Allegheny High School.
Were any of your other brothers or sisters, did they have a higher education?
Yes,
they
yes.
Did.
Three of them went to Allegheny High School.
But beyond high school, did they have
No, I was the only
college?
One that went to college.
What about Iz? Did he go to college?
Iz went to high school and took a correspondence course for law and passed the bar exam.
Is that what the people did then?
They studied at night and passed the bar exam.
Oh, I see.
He was a lawyer.
Yes, I know, but I didn't know
he
that you could
law,
do that
he
by
studied
going...
law by correspondence.
I see.
He worked for Saul Rosenblum Liquor. He was secretary to Saul Rosenblum. He was instrumental in starting the Mount Scopus?
Of Saul
the library, yes.
The,
he was instrumental
the philanthropist
in handling the library.
And Saul
yes.
Rosenblum had a liquor store?
He was also a liquor dealer in Pittsburgh.
I see.
And Iz was his personal secretary. He handled all that thing for the Israeli, for Palestine.
You mean your brother was the secretary
that's
when he handled
right,
work for Palestine?
Right, that's right.
Well, what about Palestine? I don't recall
well, the
hearing
took
about
it over.
That
the
was Reagan, how many
right
years
over
ago?
The, right over the Allenby Bridge.
But when your brother Iz worked for Rosenblum, how many years ago was that?
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah, that wasn't when Rosenblum was active in the Palestine.
Well, the British had it.
Yes.
The British owned it, but Saul Rosenblum donated the library to the area.
Was that
Mount
in the
Scopus?
Yeah, was that in the early 1900s?
I don't remember the date.
But I mean, it was in the early 1900s.
Oh yes.
I see. So, but that was a popular
cause.
Oh, yeah.
That was
then.
Hadassah.
Uh-huh.
Hadassah worked during the British rule, then when they overthrew it, when Hadassah became important.
And built the hospital.
That, well, they built the hospital. This was the library. And then the Arabs took over.
That's very interesting sideline.
Yeah.
When you went to Allegheny High School in Manchester.
We all graduated Allegheny High School.
Was there anti-Semitism at
no,
that time?
No, nothing.
Was there
like,
a large...
I'd like to bring out that point later.
Was there a large Jewish population on the north
not
side?
Not too many. No, there were about 25 families.
That's all?
That's all.
And where did
we
you...
We had a little synagogue.
Yeah, where was... What was the name of that? We didn't get that.
I don't know remember the name. It was a little private house. Private house, which is now on the boulevard of the... it's now a big boulevard going through Route 19, I
on
think.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the Orthodox shul.
I can remember... going to get the chickens slaughtered. I wouldn't carry them unless they tied them down. I had to carry them down.
You mean they were live? You picked
yeah,
them up
yeah,
live?
Yeah, I had to take them up there to get killed.
To the yeshul.
And the only way I'd take them, well, the rabbi was a sheikh. The only way I'd take them is they tied them down. So we had service there. I'd say there were 25 people.
If you picked up chickens, it just meant that they had to be kosher killed then to be kosher.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
If you wanted kosher meat, where did you get it?
I had to go to town.
Downtown.
So I went to the Hebrew Institute.
Which was where?
On Center Avenue.
In the city?
Yeah, for my bar mitzvah training, I went to Hebrew Institute, Mr. Abrams. I took two streetcars, and while I was up on the hill, I picked up the meat.
And who was Mr. Abrams?
Mr. Abrams was head of the Hebrew Institute. On 4th Street. The school. The school, the Jewish school.
Hillel.
No, the other one. Next to Max and Towers.
That's Hillel, isn't it?
No.
No, Hebrew Institute.
So I went there. I went to school after school.
After school, you went to the Hebrew Institute,
and while I was there, I picked up the meat. And I went for a 2 cents plane at Richest's.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I remember that. For 2 cents, boy.
Well, tell us on the tape what for 2 cents plane you got.
I was allowed the big 2 cents plane, and I brought home the meat.
What was a 2 cents plane?
Well, you get a drink.
What was the drink?
Root beer, lemon, orange.
Oh, just plain soda.
Plain drink. Oh, sure. What the hell? That was a treat. And salami.
You say you took a streetcar. If your family wanted to go anywhere.
Streetcar.
Everybody went by streetcar.
We went to Rogalski. They lived on Butler Street.
And who were Rogalski?
Mrs. Rogalski was my mother's sister.
Yeah.
Jesse's mother.
Uh-huh.
So we'd go there Sunday to have dinner. And we'd go by streetcar.
The whole family. How much was streetcar there?
Oh, I don't know what the fare was. About 7 cents.
What did you do if you had a date?
That's later.
Oh, that's later. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's later.
All right, you were very close then to your cousins. That was your social life.
No, wait, let me, you're jumping ahead of me here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing here, on the north side yet, the Oddfellows Hall. At an Oddfellows Hall, and we had a Sunday school there. This is Fanny Winehouse. I don't know if you remember her or not, but she ran the Sunday school.
How did she spell her name?
W-I-N-H-A-U-S. She was related to Winehouse, the jewelers. Anyhow, she was an elderly person. I remember she had a pocketbook around her neck, and she took the money. Every Sunday we had to give her a dime. And my final father-in-law, Mr. Oscar Oring, had a big limousine, not a Packard, but a Ford. What was the name of the Ford? Continental?
Lincoln.
Lincoln, big car. He would pick up the kids from the Gusty Orphanage up at Riverview Park. The Gusty Orphanage. Seven orphans. And bring them to the Sunday school every Sunday.
Did Mr. Oringer live on the north side?
Yes, they lived. They lived on the main street. They were all in Joseph Horns. All the fancy people lived up there. All these fancy houses.
What did
houses.
Mr. Oringer?
He had the Breakfast Cheer Coffee Company. They were millionaires, and they had a chauffeur. He would bring these kids every Sunday. I didn't know who he was, but I remember him very, very definitely. And he died of pneumonia at the age of 40.
But he had a lot. He had several children. It would be interesting. That he had time to go to an orphanage.
Oh, yeah, he was a very philanthropic man. He came himself and took these kids every Sunday. But me, I had to give her a dime. And they watched me like a hawk to make sure I get any a dime every Sunday. Anyhow, the fare was 7 1/3 cents to high school. So we walked a mile and a half both ways. I ate egg sandwiches for three years until I became bar mitzvah. The day I got bar mitzvah, I asked my father if I could eat in the cafeteria. I used to die because I couldn't eat ham or gravy. I ate egg sandwiches. I carried egg sandwiches until I died. And then at that time, Boggs and Buell's was there. The Carnegie Library was there.
And the north side you're talking about.
This was right, all yeah. Federal Street. We walked there. And the market house was there.
What's the market house?
On the corner of Federal Street, right across from Carnegie Library.
What is a market house?
Well, they had a market. They had
a produce market?
Produce market, yes, market house.
And that's where everybody...
And all the farmers brought their produce there.
Every day, once a week?
All the time. It's a beautiful place, right across from the wedding car.
What was Boggs and Buell?
Boggs and Buell
was a department store. And you say Carnegie Library was there?
Carnegie Library was right across the street. So every evening, the three kids, the four of us, the other gang, we would walk there every night. And started to smoke corn syrup. I got deathly sick. And that's the night we went to the restaurant, first restaurant I ever went to.
First restaurant?
Yeah, in the wedding car. I ate an egg sandwich.
You didn't know what else to order. Were there lots of restaurants?
No.
That was the first one.
Special.
Did your parents ever go to a restaurant?
No. They were strictly kosher.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned race ride. It's a very interesting thing in my life. In the back of our store, another addition to the house. It was a sort of a garage-like affair. My father had rented to a colored family named Martin. They had Willie Martin. I grew up with them. We went to school together. I would go there. I would go in the back and eat with him. He would come to our house and eat. I would go back there and sleep. He would come to our house and sleep. I went to school with him. And there was no problem. Willie Martin. In fact, I took care of his kids after he grew up. Then came in my life, I don't know whether you ever met Henry Shallot.
I didn't.
You never met. This guy come up from Columbia, South Carolina. It shows you how people change your life. He came up from Columbia, South Carolina. I think I was in college already, yes. First year of college. And I liked him, he liked me, and my father liked him very much. His mother was a widow, and they opened up a store on Beaver Avenue, a little lady store. He had two sisters and this brother and the boy. And we were very close. We did everything together. In fact, Reuben Helfand was in this guy. He became the owner of Thrift Drug.
Yes, I'm sure.
Cindy Odo was in it. He became a doctor. Sports kid that had TB of the knee, he became famous. Anyhow, this guy came from the South. One day we're walking along, across the street with three Negro boys. He walks over across the street and punches this guy right in the nose and knocks him down. And what the hell did you do that for? He says, he's a nigger, isn't he? You know, never, even to this day, you never...
Never.
Somebody that you think is such a...
That's the way he was raised.
He was raised that way. I never, we went through Pitt together. I went into medicine. He couldn't afford it. My father incidentally offered to pay his way, and he wouldn't do it. He couldn't afford it. He went on to do other things, and never he went into business, and he didn't do good.
But it's an odd sidelight on human nature, how little you really know.
He changed my life. He just couldn't understand it.
Whatever happened to Willie Martin? What did he do with his life?
Willie Martin.
Was he ever able to get a good job?
Well, in those days, there was no question as long as it worked. So let's see. Now that was, that brought me into college.
But
that's important.
That was your first exposure to.
Well, you talked about
prejudice.
We never had that in And on the football team, we had black, we had Catholic, we had Jews, we had niggers, we had everybody on the team. Nobody had anything to do with it.
And you never felt any anti-Semitism, no prejudice against Jewish?
There's no question about whether you're white or black or Jews or what you were.
Everybody was struggling.
There were not WASPs on the North side?
Any what?
WASPs?
No. Well, they called them WASPs and they called them
Jews. No, not WASPs, WASPs. You know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant,
no,
you never had that.
No. I know this, when we had a sale, there was one area in the North side, on California Avenue, when you had a sale, I had to go deliver handbills. There was one area in California Avenue where they didn't like Jews. For some reason or other, no, it was a Catholic area. And they'd throw rocks at us a little bit. But that was the only place. Other than that, we had all kinds of people coming into the store. And one thing I will say, on all Christian holidays, we closed our store. We followed on the non-important holidays.
You mean legal holidays?
Holidays? Name some of them.
You mean Ash Wednesday?
Ash Wednesday we would close.
All the holidays that your neighborhood
people would close.
Out of respect.
Didn't have to, but they would.
Out of respect.
They would close.
I remember my mother would never hang up clothes to be dried on
clothes?
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your mother became a social worker.
And
sure, she, it was a matter of respect. Lake Elizabeth.
Start again. We would swim.
We would swim in Lake Elizabeth.
Where was Lake Elizabeth?
Right in the park.
In the north side?
In the north side, right beside Allegheny High School.
And what'd you do, hike out there?
We walked up there. No, it's a mile walk.
Yeah.
And then in the winter, we would skate there.
Did you have ice skates?
Sure.
How'd you get ice skates?
We had ice skates.
Weren't they expensive?
No, but I wrapped them around with a rope. I never
had
straps. Never had straps. I wrapped them with rope.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about your high school days.
That's high school.
Yeah. Okay.
Now.